The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There's the boss. You can tell I picked that one. That doesn't come from Frankie Five Boroughs. That comes from Jersey Joe and Bruce. I know politically you have a problem with Bruce Springsteen, but forget it. We have to accept everything and be nice about everything to everybody. Bruce, you may disagree with vehemently politically. Donald Trump, you may disagree vehemently with Donald Trump. I love these guys because they're older than I am, and they got 10 times more energy than I have, and I'm smoking through this world. You watch Bruce on stage, hour, 2.5, 3 hours. I'm watching how my jaw, people are, they're drinking, they're dancing, they're singing. My jaw is slack jawed watching Springsteen. How does he do this? I'm trying to analyze, how does the man do it at his age? And I feel the same way on the other end of the political spectrum of our president. How does he do it? He comes, he has an event at the White House. He goes out. He talks about the trade issues. He's 90 minutes in front of the press. You can see the people behind him. Steve Mnuchin, everybody's wavering back and forth. And Donald Trump's not even breathing heavy because he's just getting his day started. And then he gets on a plane and he goes to Mississippi or West Virginia, does a huge rally to 20,000 people. I always like to look at the positive. I am just saying. So, but with immense respect to Mr. Springsteen's great talent as the greatest rock and roll, a rock and roller of all time. Russ Salzberg is going to join us this hour at the Yankee game. Big news, the Yanks won. Very exciting. I went to the game yesterday, and Russ and I are there, and then Aaron Judge steps up, and it's just so exciting to watch an Aaron Judge home run. Just this guy, the power of this guy, I told you, the bat speed of this huge guy. How big is he? He's got to be like 6'7 or something like that.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, enormous. Seven. And quick, just so exciting. So on to the Red Sox Friday, you're saying.
Friday night.
Best of five in the
Yes.
Well, and Russ will break it all down for us.
There's no way the Yankees are going to be able to beat the Red Sox.
I think Russ just wants to see them get knocked out so he doesn't have to keep paying $52 a park. Which I don't blame him. Look, I know Russ has got the scratch, but $52 is a lot of money.
And you're not saying that as a Mets fan, anti-Yankee fan. The Red Sox, for some reason, and you know what? They're half the size of the Yanks, the Red Sox are. Respectfully. I mean, size-wise.
Joey Cora's done a nice job managing it.
I'll tell you. With respect to the Red Sox, again, I don't hate the Red Sox.
The Yankees won over 100 games, and they had to settle for the wild card.
I know.
And any other division, you win the division.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Buck Showalter got fired by the Orioles.
Yeah, he did.
Terrible move.
Yeah.
They're talking about firing Joe Madden from the Cubs.
Yeah.
Think about Joe Madden getting fired from the Cubs. He just won them a World Series a couple of years ago. They hadn't won since they were still walking cows through the streets in Chicago.
Like ever.
You would think the guy's got a little bit more carte blanche.
But Frankie, to your point about, we wish the Yanks all the best, but it's going to be tough to beat the Red Sox. But there was such hate. I remember being in the old stadium because last night we were there. Russ and I were there. It's beautiful. People come up. Would you like something? How do you want something? The people, if you want a beer or you want something like that.
Very nice.
I mean, it's I liked it. The old days, everybody's yelling at each other. you know. And
well, there's still sections of the ballpark.
The attitude. Remember the people that would get you the beer? They would give you the beer. Yeah. And they had an attitude. The people that served you had an attitude, the Yankee Stadium. Somehow I liked that. That was like New York. Now it's all like very, very pristine.
Well, in those seats.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe. Which were given to me, by the way.
Yeah, in plenty of other parts of the ballpark.
Yeah, up in the bleachers.
What was that guy's name? What was that guy's name you and...
Who's that?
You and Russ were talking to last night?
Well, I have no idea. Why?
Very intrusive.
Did somebody post something like
this?
No,
no, no. I'm just asking.
I went to the game. And again,
don't you love people like that?
No. Because I went I went to the game, and I sit down.
Love it.
And I want to sit down.
Hey,
and I'm with my
see that hit?
I'm with Drew Neoperon, who's great. And then I'm with Russ next to me. Mm-hmm. I sit next to the guy, and the guy is so... Listen to me. Listen, I don't mean to be cynical. My day was long. We started, you know... 3:34 in the morning. We're standing there, and I'm driving. I don't have a driver. I don't have a hotel room. I got nothing.
I don't got a computer.
No, you don't got a computer. With the bare bones radio,
can't
baby.
Can't spell Kevin McCullough's name right. I mean, really, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a total mess.
So I'm at the stadium. I'm glad I got there at all.
Right.
And I'm sitting down. A guy next to me, and he was so nice. Again, to my point. And he's got a beer, and he's going, wow. And he's so excited. Hey, hi, I'm Robert. Robert Jim, whatever his name is. I was laughing.
He spit his coffee. Something.
He goes, I was so excited.
Hi, Robert.
He goes, he didn't know who, he didn't recognize
me. Did he have a baseball cap on?
He goes like this, you know, now that you mentioned it, he might have had a cap on. Mm. And he was older, you know? And he goes,
I remember Bucky Dent.
I'm Robert. He puts his hand out, and I thought he was going to say, Joe, nice to meet you. He goes, and your name? Your name? Like that.
Clearly he doesn't know you because he would have never put his hand
My name
down.
Is don't make eye contact.
Yeah, don't
leave
me
alone. Don't ever touch me. Watch the game. There's the field. It's not here.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you why you were in a suit.
So I,
right?
Because I couldn't have time. Because I don't have a hotel room to change in. That's why I had my suit on.
I understand.
So I sat next to the guy and I go, Joe. He goes, Hey, Joe. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen today? And I said, you know, I don't really want to pontificate on it.
I love that.
Yeah.
You go to a game. Well, so what do you think is going to happen? Everyone's going to get killed. There's going to be a mass murder. What do you think is going to happen? A game's going to happen.
You think we got a chance?
Did Russ get
You think we got a chance? You know, I saw Spike Lee was there. Spike, again, politics aside, cool cat, a great filmmaker, man. Looks great, by the way. Spike looks great. I go, Spike, you look good. He goes, yeah, we got this, right? It was good. 1, 2, 3, boom, moved on. That was it.
Right.
It was like, this guy.
Right. And he didn't say
you are. No. Right. Spike said hi, Joe. Spike said hi, Joe. Right. The guy next to me wouldn't stop with me.
Hi. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
And I don't think, by the way, you know what I'm saying about
the
guy?
Are we going to have a pepper game?
Listen.
Bungo bats?
He didn't know the guy who was right either. He didn't come with somebody. He was by himself.
Oh, he's by himself.
I love those guys.
He was having a beer. He wanted a friend.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
and I didn't want to be friendly, and I am the friendliest guy on the universe.
Him and Russ didn't commiserate over the parking? He probably didn't have to pay.
No. Russ was, to watch it, he was so mad about it. He kept tweeting on the parking about the parking. It was about the parking.
People
he was
going now at people. Tweeting about Russ's tweet.
But he was going at people last night because somebody said, oh, you know, it's not a big deal. Ah, listen, stupid.
Should be.
He was like me. It was
Russ,
great.
Or I mean, I know he comes from Jersey now, but you should really be taking mass transit there. It's crazy.
That's a good point. But Russ was like this. I swear to God, what happened was, you know, Aaron Judge gets up or there's like two strikes, you know, because Severino's got two strikes. Everybody stands up. Russ goes, sit down. What's the deal? Sit down. Why don't you stand? I can't see.
Yeah, I want to watch a game with Russ.
Look at the tuchus on this one. Move over, he goes.
I want to watch a game.
But to his point, though, you know, that's what a lot of the
He's
time...
commenting on the tuchus.
But that's why Russ and I like the press box.
One girl stood... Oh, God.
No, because when you're in the press box for a football game, nobody stands. Everybody's watching. You get to see the whole game.
Yeah,
I get it from his point of view. You're in the stands. People go, stand away. I want to watch the game.
A lot of the time, I prefer to watch the game at home for that very reason. You're not subject to a stranger trying to befriend you. You're not subject to $52 parking fees. You can, you know, you have the luxury of looking up things if you need to look them up. But I'll be honest, more and more, I do prefer watching the games at home. But the best, Al, yesterday, you missed it at lunch. We were at Lorenzo's at the Hilton. And a big thank you to Dan Donovan for inviting us.
You know, what a beautiful couple, by the way.
Oh.
Dan and Serena.
The greatest.
Yeah,
the greatest.
It's a great love story with the beautiful baby. He's a great individual.
Sorry.
He really is.
Absolutely. We were sorry as well. And then
no, you weren't.
So
we talked about you.
No,
though.
So we're at at Lorenzo's. Yeah. Oh, quite a bit. But we're at Lorenzo's, and I see.
Do I really want to know?
I see two.
All good.
No, I see two women that I know at a neighboring table, and I wave and I go over and say hello.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm making. It was actually the formerly beloved Mallory's aunt and grandmother, right? So go over there and say hello.
That.
And they said, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, we did the show before. And then, you know, Lisa says, oh, the Joe Piscopo show? And I said, yeah. And then the person she was with, oh, she says to Lisa, you know Joe Piscopo, right? And she says, yeah, yeah. I said, oh, he's over there. Do you want to say hello? And she goes, no, that's not Joe Piscopo. I said, yes, he is. That's him. He's right over there. And she says, no.
Listen to this.
She says, no, that's not Joe Piscopo. She says, I see a guy in the elevator at the Staten Island Mall all the time who says he's Joe Piscopo, and
really?
That's not him.
Really?
So there's a Joe Piscopo imposter running around the Staten Island Mall.
How sad do you have to be as an individual to try to imitate me? How sad and pathetic is your life?
There are Piscopos that live on Staten Island.
I know. That's what I thought. But then I said, well, I think there are. There are a couple Joe Piscopos throughout Jersey and Staten Island. But she said.
Well, yeah, what did she say? I think
she goes, no.
Yeah,
he said everything about your life.
How old is this woman?
She's in her 50s, I think.
Yeah. So she went out, and I went, I'm the real Joe Piscopo. What are you going to say? But I guess there's a guy. How sad is that poor guy's life? I'm Joe Piscopo. At least pick Pesci, you know?
What's he doing in the elevator at the Staten Island Mall?
That's what I'd like.
The Staten Island Mall
Joe Percoco would be a little more.
Wait. The Staten Island Mall is only two floors. So what is he doing? He's just going up and down and telling jokes in the elevator? I don't get that.
If anybody has seen this Joe Piscopo imposter.
Take a picture of him and send it to us.
You know, there was a story once on one of the, it was like Extra. It was on Extra with Barry. He was one of the hosts. And we did the story. There was a guy pretending to be me back in the day.
Wow.
And there was a similarity.
I wonder
you know?
If it's the same guy.
It could, maybe he grew up, this guy. But whatever it was, this guy went and we caught this guy. And I showed up and shook his hand. Who would watch? To be, first of all, me. Who would want to be anybody else? I mean, really, at this point. So, but in any case, I did. I was very gracious to the guy next to me at the stadium. I talked to the guy, but I really, and Russ's side comments, because the guy couldn't hear what Russ was saying. Shut up. This guy.
Russ
kept doing these snide remarks that I'm hysterical. And I feel bad. So if you were the guy that was sitting next to me, I apologize for being so rude.
After the show wrapped up yesterday at the Hilton, Frank, you left. Yeah. You left, Joe, because you went back upstairs to your room. And I'm packing up.
No, he went to work out. I walked him to the gym.
Oh, all right. So
work out in his full suit.
People are walking around wanting to know.
We should talk about that.
People are walking around and wanting to know what's going on. And this couple comes over to the table as I'm packing my stuff up. And the guy, no, hi, how you doing? Nothing. He goes, where's Piscopo?
Yeah, people did the same thing
and I said,
throughout the day.
The show's over. We end at 10 o'clock. No joke. He looks at me and goes, ah, and walks away.
But then, so that was the case for most of the day. People were asking, where's Joe? I don't know where Joe is.
Like, what do you think? We're going to be there for 12 hours?
But and then when Joe broke the news.
He's in a mall going up and down in the elevator somewhere.
No, but when Joe broke the news about,
hey, have you heard this one?
About Danielle, the kidneyless blonde, breaking up with her boyfriend, then people were coming up and asking, oh, where's the kidneyless blonde? And
were they really asking for Danielle?
Yes. It's true.
The kidneyless.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the kidneyless blonde.
So, also, her
boyfriend. Around?
By the way, her boyfriend broke up with her just like that.
Apparently.
Oh, good. Let's keep talking about this
story. How could you break up with her? She's a beautiful girl.
She didn't really
like
want this to be told on the air. But all right, let's do it again for the second day.
Very nice. Right. So Frankie walks me over. We go to the gym. I go, come on, we get to it. And it was tough.
In his full suit, though. I want you to keep in mind.
I know.
The one that I wore at Yankee Stadium yesterday, because I don't have really, except for Richard Lois, they were kind enough to get me a hotel room. I'm like a vagabond. I'm like a bum.
You don't
Mama
have
Luke.
Joe Borelli workout.
So I went. Joe Borelli came in workout. I should have borrowed Joe's workout gear. I went in.
That's
I got
great.
A nice little workout, which was good. But boom, I worked out in the suit. I hung my jacket up, and I did the cable thing and did some weights, and it was a very nice gym. But
nice.
They're putting a whole brand.
Oh, yeah,
did you see the model?
Yeah,
the new
best
gym?
Was at this dinner, which we're not supposed to talk about because not everyone was invited the night before. So we had this. Rich Nicotra was there, and he said, "Don't judge us by how the gym is now. Look at the picture of how the gym will be."
You know, should we name that gym Episcopal gym or something.
I think that'd be great.
At the Hilton Garden Inn. That might be nice because it's going to be beautiful. It really is. It's not bad now. I had a great workout.
Hotels regularly renovate stuff to keep up to date with what's going on.
Well, Richard and Lois are impeccable with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're adding rooms on their other hotel that's across the property. Susan does a great job. I've never seen a cleaner hotel. They're not just paying for the time. It's meticulous. And I know Richard. Yeah. You look at the top. When you look outside your hotel room, if you see the air conditioners below, they paint the top of that. Mm. Did you see the design on the top?
No. I mean,
artwork all around, impeccable.
When I did my screening of The Godfather 2 years ago, we did it there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm going to rent a room to do a screening of The Godfather Part 2 soon, and we're going to do it there as well.
All right. You know, we're going to get into the news when we come back. I'm sorry for riffing, but, yeah, you got to take a break away. We're going to see this hour right now, the Senate gets their... I really see if this is what Saturday Night Live.
You have
do.
2 minutes
they,
to look.
They
Go.
Should, they should. No, they should.
That's
hire,
what it's going to be.
They should do Geraldo opening the safe, a la Al Capone. That's the way they should open Saturday Night Live this week because this is what apparently the FBI report is in a safe. They're opening it as we speak.
They
as
have we a page speak. Doing right. charades.
Yeah,
in the room, like on
listen,
an easel.
And now they're all going to look at it. Who's going to look at it? Is there a camera there? We don't know. We'll break it all down for you when we come back. Russ is going to join us in a little bit, but we'll get into this whole charade, this whole fiasco, this whole attempted takedown of not only Judge Kavanaugh, of Donald J. Trump, that totally, absolutely backfired. 877-970-2999. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe Piscopo. Susie Cerrone's out there looking out for you on the roads, watching every move. How are we doing out there this morning, Susie?
Joe, it's another tough morning out there. It's really been a rough week. It's not raining or anything like that, but a new problem in Queens, an accident on the Belt Parkway westbound at Merrick Boulevard. Still this accident on the Cross Island North, but at the LIE, that's in left lane. Where's the record? This stalled school bus has been there for like an hour now on the Deegan southbound at Yankee Stadium in the right lane. You're backed up from the Cross County in Yonkers. Stall in Brooklyn on the Gowanus northbound at 38th Street. Inbound George, 45 for the upper, 35 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 30. The Holland, about 30 to 35 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Crash on 78 westbound at Vauxhall Road. Accident in Newark, 280 eastbound at exit 13. Crash in Reddington, 22 eastbound at Oldwick Road. Accident gone on 287 southbound at exit 7. Still pretty slow from 14 on down. New York State Thruway delays southbound from north of exit 13 right across the new Tappan Zee into Westchester. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668 and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank NA, NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you're suffering from a kind of pain that you don't think you can get rid of, maybe back pain, lower back, neck ache, whatever pain you may face, maybe it's because you're of a certain age, maybe because you work out a lot and you just push it too hard, you have a couple of options. I mean, you can go down the ibuprofen route and get all the negative side effects of ibuprofen. You could, heaven forbid, go into the prescription medication route, and you know how dangerous that can be. Or you can use Relief Factor. Physicians created Relief Factor. It's made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. It goes after the inflammation that causes the pain in the first place. It really works. 80% of people who take the 3-week quick start for $19.95 buy it again. It's real simple. If you don't think Relief Factor is working for you after 3 weeks, just notify Relief Factor, and that's it. You're only out $19.95. But if it does work, well, Imagine a life pain-free, like I get to experience because I take Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Thanks, Mike Gallagher. Mike up at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Dino and Harry's, we will be there. We will be Alice, but we will be there. You know, this is number one steakhouse in all of the great state of New Jersey. Right in Hoboken, baby. Oh, I remember watching the old man Madison Square Garden in front of everybody. You know, 20,000 at the Garden. He goes, you know, I come from a little town called Hoboken, New Jersey. That's what the old man said. And within this great town is the best steakhouse in the great state of Jersey. Dino and Harry's. It's the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. The food is great. I like, when I eat steak, I keep telling you this, I'm very careful because I want it to be the best cut. I like it to be lean. I don't want it marbled. And I want it butterfly, then I want it burned. And when I go to Dino and Harry's, I have the best steak that I have, including around the country. I'm telling you, you got to check out Dino and Harry's right there. It's right there on 14th Street, 163 14th Street in Hoboken. And if you like seafood, Frankie always gets seafood over there. There's chicken. The appetizers are to die for. There's bacon appetizers that they have. The Snowboken dessert. The drinks at this hand-carved cherry wood bar. And the ambiance, the look, the architectural design of Dino and Harry's is worth the trip alone. You'll love the decor there. You never know what celebrity, what sports star might be dining right next to you. You can go online to DinoandHarrys.com. DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. Or if you'd like to call, here's the number. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Make reservations today. Tell them that your pally, Joey Piscopo, sent you.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Yeah, I'm doing the music. Me and Frank. I'm plugged in. Are you plugged in? Are we plugged in? You plugged in, Frank? There it is.
What'd you do?
You know, I didn't touch. I just picked it up. It's an iPhone, so anything me. It can be.
You want to get me an Apple product? Yeah, okay.
What music did you want? It's a cloudy day. All right, there's the old man. Hey, now let's hear what.
No, your button is stuck. You got to unstuck.
So we have Al's computer went down. So that means we have no music. We have no what they call bumper going.
Nope,
there's no backup for it.
Keep hitting the button.
You know,
we're
we're worried about an electromagnetic pulse. We can't even get the computers going on a regular day for crying out loud.
All right, now listen to this, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
This is Sixth Solid Baby. This is one of the great forgotten hits by Solomon King.
Look at him
now,
excited about music.
Right. So Solomon King is one of the great personalities and recording artists in music history, right?
Solomon King.
Yes. Now, Sixth Solid Baby is one of the 10 greatest tempo changes of all time. I want you to listen. Give me 30 seconds.
All right.
Listen to the beginning of the song,
okay,
and then listen to the change in tempo. Okay, this is
with us,
other
Alan?
Than Bohemian Rhapsody or the Isley Brothers.
Understand.
This is one of the great tempo changes in mid-song ever. Listen,
okay,
this is a classic.
What year was this? What year is this?
I don't know. Probably the late 50s, early 60s.
Once there was a teenage boy, so handsome, so strong, and very full of joy. No panic blues had he. No panic blues, just a silent one, two and three. Then along came the girl who gave him a word. Now listen to his wail of misery.
My epic solid one was just a lot of fun. My basic solid two is not enough to make it through. My chemistry, my solid three.
Sounds like grunge almost. That's great. Where are they from, the Bronx or something?
Well, it's one guy. Huh? That's one guy. No, he was from Kentucky.
Really?
Thank you.
All right, that's Frankie Five Barrels with the music, 828 with Joe Piscopo in the morning. You know, a lot going on this morning. It's about Kavanaugh right now as we speak. Apparently, the FBI has sent down in a vault this report. It's not even classified. It's not even marked secret, yet it's locked in a safe until signed out by a senator or committee member. I want to see this now. I want cameras down there now. Why do they hide everything? I want to see, why is this not made public? Because the deep state is so afraid of Donald Trump, they're going to hide everything, this FBI report. And you know what? To the calls made earlier, you're telling me, Five Boroughs, they did not. The FBI did not talk to Dr. Ford.
That's what her attorney is saying.
The FBI did not talk to Dr. Ford, but they went through Kavanaugh and every single one of his friends and all of these alleged ridiculous accusations.
Well, I don't know what's in the FBI report because I haven't seen
it. We
should
see
it. Public,
we're paying for it. We should see
it. You're absolutely right. And for that reason as well, I do hope President Trump declassifies these other documents related to the Russia investigation
that he had indicated he would declassify,
but then changed his mind about. But fortunately for our purposes, this report is about to be shown by the 100 most media-crazed people in the United States, them being the members of the United States Senate. So you know they're going to leak like a sieve every single detail of this report. I mean, every detail that corroborates Dr. Ford's allegations, the Democrats are going to leak, and everything that seems to seems to support Judge Kavanaugh's testimony, you know the Republicans are going to leak. So we're going to know every aspect of this report as soon as the senators do.
All right. So we're going to keep you abreast of that live right here on AM 970. The Answer, 8:30 with Joe on the radio with the Frank and Al. And this is very unsettling. And it should be, this should lead the news of every news outlet, is how another cop was killed. It's every day. It's every day this happens. And this is from an upscale community in South Carolina. They're in shock after 7 law enforcement officers were shot, one fatally on Wednesday. It happened during a chaotic 2-hour standoff in Florence, South Carolina. Florence County Sheriff's deputies and Florence police officers, they were executing a search warrant when they came under fire. Officials said the suspect had a vantage point that allowed him to see officers coming from a few hundred yards away. Eventually, the suspect surrendered after speaking with a negotiator. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about, supporting law enforcement. These guys got to wear a flak jacket. They got to wear a SWAT suit to go in to serve a warrant. And then if they go to a domestic violence call, and I always tell you this, they go, or if they're going to pull somebody over, they put their lives at risk. What is happening here? And I know that, yes, during the Eric Holder tenure and the Barack Obama tenure, you know, it was very anti-police, very anti-cop. And now the president is very pro-police. And I'm hoping that tenor takes hold, you know, and that we could support law enforcement, because this is inexcusable every single day. And once you lose, excuse me, law and order in a society, you know what's going to happen. It'll be ultimate chaos. This is what the left wants so they could be in power. That's all they want. But goodness gracious, another cop killed, 7 wounded. And this is just plain got to stop. And that is a searing story that we're not seeing the headlines enough of today. It's Episcopo in the morning, 877-970-2999, 8:32 right now. Russ is going to join us momentarily. And then in relation to what's happening with police officers, Jerry Flynn is the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers. We'll be talking with Mr. Flynn about this and how do we stop these attacks on our men and women in law enforcement across the United States, and Mayor Giuliani. And I had the pleasure and privilege of being with the mayor at the Tunnel to Towers run. And, you know, I'm right there in ground zero, man. And I look at Rudy, you know, at Mayor Giuliani, and I think of what he went through, you know, and everyone ground zero when that first happened. And he was right there and really just bought the country back. Mayor Giuliani did, always admired and respected him for that to this day. So Mayor Giuliani, kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll be finding what's happening. We'll talk Yankees. Yes. You know, with the mayor Kavanaugh, we'll be talking Judge Kavanaugh and what's going on with the Mueller probe. Where is it? What's going on with this? And where does the president stand in all of this? Mayor Giuliani will break that down for us. 877-970-2999. Big Al Gattulo standing by. You got a computer, Al. Yes, dude, bought you a computer. Yeah, is this like a Chromebook? My kids get like a Chromebook in school.
It's a Dell, but you know, let's see if we can.
Can you put your stuff into that computer?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll
this
see.
Is big. It's
no
a big
promises.
Morning. See, this is good. Getting in a better mood already. Can you?
No, I'm not in a better mood.
I take that back. I also got the headline news live and local 8:33 on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
65 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are putting out video of a man who they say attacked and robbed a woman in Greenwich Village. According to investigators, the man cornered the 26-year-old woman in front of her apartment building near Bleecker Street. Happened on September 26th. He threatened her with a pair of pliers and then swiped $200 from her wallet. The NYPD is hoping the public can identify the man in the surveillance video. A New Jersey police chief fighting to keep his job after a recording surfaced of him making a threat against a city council president. Englewood Cliffs Police Chief Michael Chaffee has been put on indefinite suspension until the matter is resolved and has filed a legal action against the town. In the recording, Chaffee says he would like to kill former council president Carol McMorrow, which he calls a joke made under stress. McMorrow has since resigned, claiming she wasn't backed up by the council, while the mayor is calling for a special meeting today to discuss the issue. In sports, Yankees moving on to a matchup with their bitter rivals, the Boston Red Sox. The Bombers cruise past the A's in the American League wild card with a 7-2 win. Aaron Judge got the party started in the first inning, a two-run homer, and the Bombers never looked back. The Red Sox will host the Yankees for Game 1 of the American League Division Series tomorrow night. But today on our air at AM 970, The Answer, starting at 4:30, we have Game 1 of the NLDS Series. That will be the Colorado Rockies taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. You can listen to it right here at 4:30 on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, the stalled school bus on the Deegan southbound near Yankee Stadium still in the right lane. Delays from the Cross County Parkway and Yonkers accident on the Cross Island North, but at the LIE in the left lane. And a stall in Brooklyn on the Gowanus North, but at 38th Street. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, 45 for the upper, 35 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln about 30, Holland 30 from either approach. Crash in Newark, 280 eastbound at exit 13. Crash on 78 westbound at Vauxhall Road. Throughway southbound out of Rockland. Delays from 14A on down. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 57 degrees in the city. Friday, sunny with a high of only 66 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny and 66. Warming it up a bit on Sunday, partly cloudy on Sunday and 78. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We ready to go?
Harry and Son.
I'm playing Charles Aznavour, introducing Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, yes, I know.
Charles Aznavour did that. You know, I have a recording of Aznavour introducing Charles Aznavour. We lost him a couple of days
right.
ago, and he's introducing Frank Sinatra. That's right. What I'm listening to. Fantastic. Because when your music is up, I won't look into my library. I will trust you on your music library.
Thank you.
So you let me know.
Sure.
Can I tell you about Parry and Sons right now? Parry and Sons of Franklin Lakes. You know, if you're buying a diamond, Frankie, you think you'll pop the question? Can we ask that on the air? If you do, you'll go to Parry and Sons, right?
We'll see.
You go. Yeah, look at you.
We'll see.
You're thinking about it. I know you're thinking about it.
You never know.
You get a diamond buyback.
I'd like to pay off some bills first.
No, you get a diamond buyback guarantee. Doesn't work out. I'm just saying.
That sounds pretty good.
You know, go see Glenn Parry. I'm sorry. I'm riding you. But I know. A nice diamond. And some of the diamonds at Parry and Sons, when I went there to get my old jewelry fixed up, I tell you about it. And they fixed it up great at Parry and Sons in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They took care, and then I took a tour with Katie, and I looked around, and I saw these beautiful diamonds, enough to almost make me meet somebody and propose, because the diamonds at Parry and Sons were that nice, and I knew in the back of my head I had a diamond buyback guarantee. I'm just saying. So if you're getting engaged and you want someone to walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond, like no other jeweler, Glenn is there, Maria, Debbie, Katie. The Parry family have been there for 96 years. They've been in New Jersey, and they will walk you through. So you get a diamond buyback guarantee. And when you look for the four C's, the clarity and the cut, you know, and that sort of thing, the Parry and Sons family will walk you through like nobody else. All right? Parry and Sons, Frankie, I'm just saying. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you know where you could start? Right here. ParryandDiamonds.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today.
today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Moe's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, let's put politics aside for a moment. Take a breather. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the show is Bagels and Broadway, Saturdays at 9 a.m. This week, Broadway actress Jenna Gavigan talks about her new book for kids, Lulu the Broadway Mouse. Producer and performer Jamie DeRoy discusses her upcoming show at Birdland to benefit the Actors Fund. Plus, the latest theater news from Broadway.com, and a special shout-out to new sponsor, School of Visual Arts. Saturday at 9, Bagels and Broadway, with me, Valerie Smaldone. It's a date.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Going, hey, Michaels of Brooklyn. It's 8:39 right now. You got to go to Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Ostrand. They've been around for 50 years. Family owned and operated. Fred is there. Johnny is there. Marianne is there. Michael himself is there. It's been there. Back in the neighborhood. You know, Russ Salzberg is going to join us in a second. This is the neighborhood where Russ was brought up. And he remembers the pizza place that is was a corner right there on Avenue R. Nostrand, and he would get the best pizza anywhere. Now, what Fred and Johnny have done in the name of their father and Michael in the name of his grandfather, they have created one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And it is time that you got over there. Remember I said this is the morning you want to go. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and you can get the sauce. You can go on your supermarket shelf and you will see Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, and you will want to take it home. Best jarred sauce anywhere. But maybe you want to think about getting in touch with the Michael's of Brooklyn right there on Avenue R and Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, and it's right in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Biscopo on the radio, Russ Salzberg coming up, and Russ is here. Russ is going to bust my chops about this like forever. Russ, before we go to Russ, Jerry Crowley's in the studio, Russ. He wants to say hi to you. The boss comes in when Salzberg comes on the air. I'm just saying. You want to say hi, Jerry?
It's an honor, Russ. Russ, always an honor. We miss you here, buddy.
Good morning. How are you? Boy, you should have seen your buddy Joe last night. He was in all his glory.
Tell me more.
We're sitting at a table, Jerry. It's Joe, it's Steve Sciarippa, it's Mitch Modell, it's Lorraine Bracco. And who comes walking in? Good time, Charlie Rose. I say to Charlie, hey, Charlie, what's up? And Joe says, Russ, that's the wrong way to frame a sense to him.
Stop. You know what? Not guilty. Russ wouldn't stop all night about Charlie Rose there. Charlie Rose, really, one of the great journalists of our time.
Absolutely.
Russ, how's that, Russ?
Absolutely.
Is that good?
There's no question about that. I just thought it was a little strange he came to dinner wearing a bathrobe. Jeez, come on.
Hey, Russ, I got to tell you this, and I got to jump. But I'm sitting next to Piscopo, right? It's hot out. I'm in a short sleeve shirt. A pair of slippers. He's in a three-piece suit. He looks like he fell out of GQ. Al's in a Iron Maiden T-shirt. Frank looks okay.
Motorhead.
But Joe puts us to shame. It's unbelievable.
I was dressed yesterday for the game. Somebody posted celebrities coming to the game, to the playoff game with the Yankees. There's a picture of me in the suit. You know what? I went right from early morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, from Staten Island. I just never had time to change. So.
Well, no, but actually somebody posted that picture this morning. They thought it was Vinny the Chin, who used to live down in the, downtown.
Oh, man.
Hey, we love you, Russ. We'll talk later. Here's
Boss, thank you. Okay. We're going to catch
Take
up with
care,
you.
Take care, Jerry. Take Bye-bye. Care.
Hey, Russ, you were so funny yesterday. Oh, the guy next to me, that was my favorite
moment.
Oh,
my God. what was going on with you? This guy is talking, and, like, actually, it was the first time Joe was was attentive. He was watching the game. He was saying that, this and that. And this yacht sitting next to him is asking, like, he's having a conversation. And Joe's looking at me. Can you get this guy out of here? Like, can you kill him or something? Come on.
And you were complaining about the parking.
Yeah.
You were obsessed about the parking.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, but please. Go ahead.
Honest to God, I tweeted it out last night, and I put it on Facebook this morning, and people have responded like it's no tomorrow. Listen, all jokes aside, thank God. You know what? I can go park the car. I can do what I want. It just struck me last night because, first of all, I remember when it started, the place first opened, it was like $35. Then it became $42.
I come in
last night.
Yeah.
It's $52.
Yeah.
Now, you know, $52, I give the guy $10 so I can get in and get out fast. Fine. But you know what? Thank God I can do it. There's a lot of people. That's a lot of scuttle for a lot of people.
You know what, though? So what the guy next to me, I was nice. Tell me I was nice to him because I really
no,
didn't
you
want...
were. You were. I would have punched him in the mouth if I was sitting
and
next
you
to
kept
him.
The snide comments. I heard from Russ.
Well, I'm trying to watch the game. He's giving the play-by-play. He's giving this.
What do you think it is? What do you think of that?
Yeah. Guys, there's four guys sitting behind me.
Oh, please.
Baby.
Oh, please.
Oh, Luis Severino's working on a no-hitter. He's pitching in the second inning, you mama Luke. What are you talking about?
And then everybody stands up on two strikes.
Everything on two strikes, you got to stand up. I thought I was in a co-ed dormitory in a bathroom. The seat goes up and down, up and down.
You sit down. Look at the Tuchus on this one. You said, oh,
oh my God. The Tuchus was the side of Rhode Island. He's got to sit in front of you and me.
You are the worst. You're the worst. Hey, Russ, great to see you, though. We had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. And by the way,
you want to talk a little bit about the game? I mean, the Yankees are rolling. You were happy last
time.
Hey, let me ask you a question,
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
Tell you listening.
Yes, sir.
The guy, first batter, gets on base. The guy goes to 2-1 on Judge.
That.
What do I say to you?
He's
sitting dead red on a fastball.
Just like that. As a matter of fact, I told Al earlier, it's one of the things I said. Russ says there's a fat one coming right down the middle. It's going to be a fastball right down the middle. Boom. Judge lays it right off into the left field bleachers. By the way, Russ, sports-wise, you know this so much better than many of us, if not all of us. Does bat speed, how does this guy, he's just big. Aaron Judge is an
arm. Do me a favor. All of a sudden miss the baseball here. You're getting technical with the bat speed.
Tell me about it.
The bat speed and the speed of the pitches. You know what the dumbest statistic in all the sports is now? The dumbest statistic.
Wait, I should know this. What do you go ahead? Give it to me.
Exit velocity.
Oh, that's
how fast
funny. That's
out
funny.
Of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Somebody farts. They want to know what the exit velocity is.
You are the
it's
worst.
It's ridiculous.
You're the worst. Hey, but
who cares? Who gives a rat's patootie how fast the ball gets out? If it gets out, it gets out.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I'll tell you this in all seriousness. This business with everybody is so wrapped up in how fast the guy can throw a ball, how fast the guy can do this. How is it 100 miles an hour? Is it 98 miles an hour? You want to know something? And I'm going to digress from the Yankees for a second. You know why Jacob DeGrom was the best pitcher in baseball for the Mets this past year? And you know why Zach Wheeler was like 10-1 after the All-Star break? It's because they figured out that you don't have to throw lightning speed. You got to harness your speed, and you got to pitch, not just throw. And that's the problem with baseball today. Listen, I love last night's game.
Yeah.
I was thrilled for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Severino's got a bulldog mentality. He wants to be an ace. But listen what we're talking about. We're lauding a guy because he went four innings. In the Little League, they go six innings, for crying out loud.
It's you. Do you think that the Yanks could beat the Red Sox coming up Friday, Russ?
Do I think so? What, Friday or for the series?
For the series, for the series.
You know what? You throw out the records when these two teams play because they're such great rivalries, okay?
Yeah,
they're tremendous rivalries, so anything can happen. It's a five-game series. If the Yanks can jump on them and grab one in Boston, well, then I think they have a shot. But I don't think they can come home down 0-2. Now, listen, somebody was saying, well, you know, Red Sox, the last couple of times the Yanks played them, the series. In fairness to the Red Sox have been coasting for 2 months. So we got to see if they can, you know, get the adrenaline back running, which I don't imagine that will be a problem. I'm sure the fans in Fenway and Beantown are going to be revved up. But it's the Yankees and Red Sox, so we'll see what happens. You know what? The American League, Joe, when you look at it, really went true to form.
Yeah.
You know, look at your division winners. It was Boston. It was Cleveland. It was Houston, and your wild card is the Yankees. Mm. Who was going to argue with that foursome? I mean, at the beginning of the season, I guarantee you, they had to be the top four teams picked to be in the playoffs of the American League. So, you know,
Russ, I had the best.
Well, I still think if you're in the American League,
you
got to go through Houston to get to the World Series.
Interesting. I had one of the best times ever at the game last night with you. With the snide comments, you were a sideshow. Let me ask you this, because I had to leave early to get back.
Yeah.
Did he try to talk to you, the guy that was next to me, after a while? Did he reach out to you?
And I insulted him. I says, "What did you eat? Your breath is killing me. Do me a favor, talk to the broad sitting next to you."
Oh God, you are the worst. In the meantime, we're going to go to a game next, and I'm bringing Robert Wall to sit next to you next time, so you can have a really
nice time. Next to you on the other side. Hopefully in right field in the judges' chambers.
You know what, Russ? We love you. Thanks for joining us, my friend. And
love you guys. Take care, buddy.
Just submit your parking, you know, to the radio station over here, and we'll be able to pay that $52.
Just a minute here. Now you're telling me to submit to the station.
Come on,
was hearing. I got to go see this sponsor. I got to go to East. Hey, how about a little Scarlos, Lone Joe's way? Oh, hey, put Jerry back on the phone now. We'll have a nice conversation.
We'll go right to it. Russ Salzberg, thanks, buddy. We'll see you at Michael's
in
Brooklyn.
Bye-bye.
I love you too, man. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer, Susie Cerrone looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, theanswer.com.
Love him. Hey there, guys. An accident just in Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway eastbound near Bay Parkway. It looks like at least one lane is blocked. You're backed up from the Verrazano Bridge. And don't forget, there's an accident on the Belt Parkway westbound near Merrick Boulevard. Finally, that stalled school bus is gone on the Deegan southbound at Yankee Stadium, but delay still well into Yonkers. Alternate side is in effect inbound, George. About 40 for the upper, 35 for lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20 now. A problem at the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, 495 westbound near Tunnelly Avenue. An accident blocking the left lane. All lanes are subject to closure. In at the Holland, about 30 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway North and a Cheesequake. Accident on 78 westbound at Vauxhall Road. Accident in Newark, 280 eastbound at exit 13. The throughway southbound delays from exit 13 into Westchester. And just horrible in Connecticut on the Merritt southbound, 44 to 36. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough won't let you forget Brett Kavanaugh's innocence.
No one has proved one single allegation. I'm not saying that something didn't happen to Dr. Ford, but in order to keep Mr. Kavanaugh from being qualified, you have to come up with more than one person's word versus another person's word.
Why It All Matters on Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
and actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 8:53. Did you look, I gotta tell you, here it is. This is the morning I want everybody to try just to do some of the things that I ask you to do. Now, first five callers, next 5 minutes. It's 8:54 right now. We'll give you an extra minute. If you call 855-621-9949, you know where I'm going. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Just like that. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 9 o'clock. You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but we invite you to check out the brand-new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, and to stop in and see Alex and Iggy, the boss man, and Carmelo and Chester. Alex is going to give you 0%, yes, I said 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now we want you to get into the smart way to service. So first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You've been thinking about it? This is the morning to call. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or very simply, please go to Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
All right. You know, I'm looking through all sorts of news. Right now, as we speak, in the 8 o'clock hour, that report went down to the Senate from the FBI about Judge Kavanaugh. Oh, my gosh. We can't find anything. I'm looking at the TV. I'm not seeing anything. They should have a camera there. They should have a reporter down there in the bowels of the Capitol. They should go to the safe. It was kept in a safe. It's all top secret. Why can't we find them out about it? They should make – am I right or wrong?
Well, they have reporters down there. They're not allowing them access.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not going to find anything out.
877-970-2999. Should we or should we not have access to this report? After the fiasco that the Senate put us through, the embarrassment, all for a takedown, destroying a man. And by the way, I'm going to tell you this. My prediction is this, that Judge Kavanaugh gets confirmed, and he's going to be a rock star. Because I liked when he came out of the box. I liked when he came out of the box. Oh, his temperament. Oh, he didn't have the right temper. Okay, what? Look at Antonin Scalia. God, did you want to ever mess with Antonin Scalia? Did you? Antonin Scalia scared me. When I met him, I saw him. I told you that story earlier on the show. But I like that. You look at a judge and you got to respect him. And yeah, you got to fear him a little bit. You have to be a person of conviction. You can't just be neutral. Everything's gender neutral now. You get in New York City what we're doing. If you have your birth certificate, you could change the sex on your birth certificate in New York City. Where in the name of God are we? So you have the ability to put an X if you don't know what you are? Is that what that is? By the way, how old do you have to be? Is there an age where you can grab? If you're a kid, can you change your birth certificate in New York City?
I think you'd need your parents' permission.
Mike, and who takes the effort to pass this when property tax is an astronomical? People can't even afford to live in New York, and this is what they worry about, Frankie, by birth. Corrections officers are getting into fights with teenagers because they dissipate Rikers Island. They want to put Rikers Island all around the state, and they're doing about birth certificates. I'm telling you what. And then this the whole thing with this FBI and Judge Kavanaugh. We're not going down. We're going to make sense of it. Were you waving out? Al's waving.
Weather.
That's your exercise for the morning, Big Al. It's okay. Hey, Joe. He's waving. He's twirling. I'm all fired up. Joe Lundberg is our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joseph. How are we doing this morning?
Doing good. Good so far. A pretty quiet day weather-wise. It's going to get warmer, more humid, about 80. Watch out for a late afternoon or early nighttime shower or thunderstorm. Cooler but dry tomorrow and Saturday. Then it warms up again, upper 70s by Sunday.
I love it, Joe. It's a beautiful way to go into October, I'll tell you that. Thank you.
I like this.
We appreciate it, Joe. Be safe on that bike. Everybody asks me about Joe Lundberg. 80 miles? Does he really do 80 miles? He really does. Jerry Flynn's going to join us in the next hour, the international president of the United Federation of Police Officers. What is going on with this war on cops? Mr. Flynn will break that down for us. I'm proud to tell you that Mayor Rudy Giuliani is going to join us. We're going to be talking about the Kavanaugh confirmation and why we can't find out more information, what's going on as I speak. Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Monmouth County Fire Marshal's Office investigating a blaze that destroyed an abandoned home in Millstone Township. Firefighters from four local companies responded yesterday to a call about flames bursting through the roof of a vacant structure on Millstone Road near Cars Tavern Road. Fire was contained without any damage to adjacent structures. No injuries were reported. Gas prices going up again. A new report says a gallon of gas in the U.S. just pennies away from its highest price since 2014. The Oil Price Information Service's average prices topped $2.90 a gallon Wednesday, a rise of about 6 cents in the past month. The report says the price of gas is rising because strong global economies and international politics are boosting oil prices. In sports, it was the Yankees over the A's in the wild card game, 7-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.